federal law requires the government to monitor for marine mammal interactions and injuries in many commercial fisheries throughout the country. For the next two summers, the National Marine Fisheries Service will be observing the Southeast Alaska salmon gillnet fishery in Districts 6 and 8, which is near Petersburg and Wrangell. They plan to look at other parts of the region in subsequent years. Bridget Mansfield is with National Marine Fisheries Service Alaska Marine Mammal Observer Program.
We rotate through various state fisheries, and we've looked at probably 7 or 8 fisheries over the last 10 or 15 years, including the Kodiak set gillnet fishery, the Yakutat set gillnet fishery, set and drift gillnet fisheries in Cook Inlet and Prince William Sound, as well as out in the Alaska Peninsula. So at this point, we are looking at the Southeast Alaska drift gillnet fishery for the same purpose. We're just collecting information on any of the interactions that may occur between the commercial fishing gear and marine mammals.
Southeast salmon gillnetting is classified as a Category 2 fishery, which, according to NIMFS, means it has had occasional interactions with marine mammals that have led to death or serious injury. That classification could change depending on the results from the observer program. NIMFS is contracted with Anchorage-based Saltwater Inc. to do the on-the-grounds work. Saltwater Program Manager Stacy Buckaloo says the observers will be on the fishing grounds for the duration of the regular gillnet season, which typically runs from mid-June to the end of September.
The approach with this program is to work as cooperatively with the fishermen as possible. Understandably, the gillnet fishery does not have a routine observer program, as do other commercial fisheries within the state. Therefore, the approach with this program is to be as adaptive as possible so we can be successful in collecting high-quality data that's useful for management purposes, but at the same time not disrupt the fishing activity of the people that are being observed.
Rather than working aboard the gillnetters, the observers will be on their own boats. They are using 23-foot aluminum vessels with aft cabins, which are made by Stabycraft. Buckaloo says the observers will try to monitor 7.5% of the gillnetters fishing in the two districts during any given opening, so the number of observer boats out on the grounds will vary from as few as 4 to as many as 11 at a time, depending on commercial fishing effort. She says the company has hired about 20 people for the program.
The observers all are formally trained as biologists. Most of them come from outside Alaska, although they have worked for several years in Alaska within the groundfish and crab fisheries observer programs. For the boat operators, we have a mix of some locally hired boat operators, some that come from other areas throughout Southeast, and some that come from the Pacific Northwest.
For each opener, Buckaloo says Saltwater will randomly select gillnetters to observe. Each fisherman who's been selected will be notified ahead of time so they can arrange when and where to meet up with the observer boat on the grounds.
It's understandable that some permit holders may not know their exact location that they're fishing before they head out to the fishing grounds. In that case, they can elect to select a spot unit, which is a transmission or signaling device that they can take with them to the fishing grounds. And on the day that they're selected for observer coverage, they can signal the device, which will securely transmit their location coordinates to Saltwater Inc., and then we will deploy an observer to their exact location to begin observations when they start fishing.
The observers will collect a variety of information about each vessel's fishing practices and gear, and, of course, any marine mammal or seabird interactions with the gear. Buckaloo says all of the observers have been trained by Saltwater and NIMFS.
And they go through extensive 2-3 week trainings before they deploy to these fisheries. All the observers have worked on commercial fishing vessels for at least 2 years prior to joining this program. Therefore, they have experience and training operating with commercial fishing boats and with commercial fishermen. In terms of the boat operators, we screen for operators that are able to, one, demonstrate knowledge working in adverse weather conditions, and two, to be able to maintain the confidential requirements of this program.
When Saltwater and NIMFS met with the public about the program last fall in Petersburg, confidentiality was one of the big concerns for fishermen. They feared that some of the observers, once back in town for the night, might share information about a vessel's catches with friends or family, some of whom might also be gillnetters. According to Buckaloo, the observers and boat operators are made aware that they are not allowed to do that.
all staff hired are legally obligated to uphold the program's integrity, confidentiality, and conflict of interest requirements.
Buckaloo says all the information collected in the program will be strictly confidential, and the only data that will be released to the public eventually will be aggregated in final reports. Despite the assurances from the company and the federal government, it's still a big issue for a number of fishermen like George Mintel, who gillnets out of Petersburg.
What I'm primarily concerned with is confidentiality, because in a training session with them last year, I had a very large breach of confidentiality, and it's definitely a source of concern for the fleet, and I hope they do a lot better.
Mintel says, like most gillnetters, he's not very excited about the Observer program. He thinks the fleet has a clean fishery, and he doesn't think it's necessary, but he acknowledges it's something the fleet has to deal with. According to United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters Association President Bill Auger, fishermen are also concerned about how long it will take for nymphs to observe the entire region.
I mean, one of our biggest concerns that we've had all along is that, you know, this is all part of the big program to get us changed the category that we're in. And if it's going to take them 2 years to do District 6 and District 8, how many years is it going to take them to do our whole fishery? And, you know, are they even going to have the money going forward to look at any of the other districts that we fish in? So what are they going to do with the information they get now if it's going to be 10, 15 years before they get us completely looked at?
Nymphs and Saltwater Inc. plan to hold a couple of public meetings in Petersburg and Wrangell later this month to present information on the program before it gets underway. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.